Young Britons,
英国年轻人。
There's a lot of similarity between both cultures. It's a good merge of both worlds, I think.
What does it mean to be young and living in Britain? And who makes up British society today?
居住生活在当今英国的年轻人们拥有的是什么样的生活？而这些组成当今的英国社会的年轻人们又都是谁呢？
In this series, we're meeting four young people from different backgrounds, all with very different experiences of growing up and living in Britain.
在我们的年轻英国人系列节目中，我们会集中采访在英国长大的四位背景不同的英国年轻人。
Here, one of them is going to take us on a brief tour of their world.
大家好，我是董征。而在今天的节目中，我会带大家一同进入今天这位英国年轻人的生活之中。
Across China, this is BBC Learning English.
Hi, I'm Mandy Lang and I'm 24 years old. I'm actually born in Hong Kong, but I moved here as a very little boy. So I grew up on a mixed, culture. So at home, I would, speak Cantonese to my parents. They would cook me Chinese food.And at the same time, I'm educated in a Western school. When I was quite young, I used to go to Chinese school as well, so that's where I learned about how to write Chinese, how to speak Chinese, how to read it as well.
Andy 今年24岁，他出生于香港，而在他年幼的时候，他跟随家人来到了英国。Andy 说，他是在一个混合的文化当中成长起来的 ,a mixed culture.在家里呢，他和家人是用家乡话粤语交流，吃的也是中国饭，而他就读的学校却是典型的西方学校教育。在他小时候，他上过中国学校，当时学过中文的听说读写。Andy 可以说是一位典型的英籍华人新一代 ,a new generation.
Chinese has been in London for hundreds of years.I think, but right now we're looking at the new generation of Chinese. So I would say I'm the kind of second or third generation Chinese who's either brought up here or born in here and raised in here. And you'll find a lot of first generation Chinese, their parents comes over, they are mostly restaurant or takeaway owners. But you're finding a lot more Chinese professional getting into much different to their parents' careers. I mean,places like finance, bank, right to media, right down to arts. So yeah, it's quite exciting.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
移民到英国的华人第一代一般都从事的是开餐馆或者是中餐外卖的职业，而他们的下一代就很少子承父业了，都选择在银行业、媒体或者艺术产业当中开辟事业。Andy 说，在英国有很多华裔的专业人士 professionals， 他很为这一现象自豪。那么 Andy 自己感到他和其他英国土生土长的本地人比起来，又有什么不同吗？
I think all young people, you know, we all do the same thing. Kind of, you know, we go out, we party, you know, we socialize, we do sports every now and then, play football, meet up quite regularly. For me, I mean, I especially enjoy music.I kind of play music and make music myself as well. I mean, I listen to everything from Michael Jackson, Quincy Jones, all the way to people like Dr. Dre, and I also listen to Chinese music, you know, people like Jay Chou. How I got into Chinese music is actually obviously from my parents and the more kind of older generation of Chinese artists, people like Sam Ho and Teresa Tan as well. So it's anything that's good.
Andy 认为几乎所有的年轻人喜欢的东西其实都很一致，比如说出去玩和朋友聚会等等。他说年轻人呢都喜欢广交新朋友 socialize， 而且也都喜欢经常进行各项的体育运动。Andy 他自己就很喜欢音乐，而且还能自写自唱。他喜欢的歌星呢范围很广，从 Michael Jackson 到 Quincy Jones 和说唱歌手 Dr. Dre。 不过他也很喜欢华人歌手，比如 Jay Chou 周杰伦，还有老一代的华人歌手 Sam Ho 许冠杰和 Teresa Tung 邓丽君，这也都是受他的父母的影响。 To get into something 就是对某事热衷喜爱。Andy 还加入了一家面向英国年轻人的广播电台。
所以咁有鼓励性嘅说话，平时你讲嘅说话唔系咁有鼓励性嘅。
I'm very heavily involved in my radio station, and we actually run a project called Chinese Youth Radio. And one of the projects that we did is we actually went out the UK to find Chinese role model for Chinese young people right now. And right now at this moment in time that it's hard to point out one single Chinese role model. I mean, obviously you got people like Jimmy Chow, who's doing really well as a fashion designer, and you get one or two TV chefs, Chinese TV chef right now.
Andy 加入的这家广播电台专门面向在英国的中国年轻人群。他说他在这家电台负责的工作很多 heavily involved。他们做的项目之一呢，就是在英国寻找可以作为楷模 role model 的华人青年。比如说英国的华人时装设计师 Jimmy Chow 就是其中的一个，还有好几位著名的华人名厨。Andy 说要想只挑出一个代表所有在华华人的这样的一个代表呢，其实并不容易 ,hard to point out。那么节目的最后，我们还想知道，像 Andy 这样处于两个不同文化之中，这又给他带来了什么样的优势呢？
I'm really grateful that I grew up in such a mixed culture because I get to see both sides of the world. It's going to be really exciting and interesting to have a next to see the next generation of Chinese being in Britain and actively influencing society, I think.
So that was a little bit about young Briton Andy Leung and his views on being part of two cultures and how he's bringing them together.
Andy 确实是一位非常优秀的英籍华人。那么在我们系列的下期节目中，我们还会为大家介绍另一位背景不同的英国年轻人。如果大家想听到学到更多的英语学习内容，也欢迎你们来参观我们 BBC 英语教学网站 bbcukchina.com. Bye for now.
Bye.